This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. In order to prepare for Eid, we must make sure that we have already calculated how we're going to give our Zakatul Fitr, also known as Sadaqatul Fitr, and some people call it a fitrah. So it is a small amount. It is best to give it in grain or food. So sometimes you could give the money to someone who is going to do that for you. The ideal time is on the day of Eid before you actually go into Salat al-Eid. But you may give it to the person who's going to execute it on your behalf slightly in advance. So from now you can give the charitable organization to say, listen, on the day of Eid, early morning, we need the Sadaqatul Fitr to happen, whether it's happening in whatever country it is from among those who are needy, you get it done for us. And if they're trustworthy, alhamdulillah, it's a good thing. So we prepare for that because your fasting, the acceptance of it is closely connected to this Sadaqatul Fitr. You need to reach out to the people. Your Eid, the proper benefit of it would only be achieved if you give out this Zakatul Fitr or Sadaqatul Fitr. Everyone should give that. So we ask Allah Almighty to help us. Another thing is, when we're preparing for the day of Eid, many people prepare in a few ways. What do? They arrange new clothing and they plan what to cook or where to go on that particular day, who to meet and where to go to have a meal or to enjoy themselves. Now, all those things, remember, Allah Almighty has given us a day of joy. Every time He gives us a day of joy, there is something extra in terms of goodness or an act of worship that He has asked us to do. Even if you're getting married, there is an extra khutbah. There is a little ceremony or an occasion where the officiation takes place, and there is a little reminder. A reminder to watch your tongue, a reminder to be dutiful, a reminder to fulfill each other's rights. That is an extra act of worship. When it comes to the days of Eid, there is a sixth salah that you should engage in, which you must fulfill as Salatul Eid. So it's not only Fajr, Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib and Isha, but there is Salatul Eid to fulfill on that particular day. It's not Farad, but it is extremely important and you must fulfill it. My brothers and sisters, imagine Allah didn't tell us, well, today is a day of Eid, you guys don't need to pray, it's fine, you can go and have fun and do what you want. Because He wants us to remember Him even more. To thank Him for the fact that He's given us such a beautiful extra, meaning a day of happiness and joy. So we go out for Salatul Eid. But what about the clothing that you're preparing from now for Eid? How is the cut? How is the fit? How is the look? If it is too tight, it is wrong. If it is see-through, it is wrong. If it is, for example, very thin material where the shape of your body is seen, it is wrong in terms of what Allah wants. Now, you need to make sure the material is, this is for both male and female, you need to make sure the material is not too thin or see-through. You need to make sure that the fit is not too tight. You need to make sure that it is not showing parts of your body that you're not supposed to be showing. That is called Eid. That's a true celebration. You can do it. You can do it. If you want to celebrate truly, celebrate with the virtue of Allah. Celebrate because of the gift of Allah. And make sure the celebration itself doesn't become a means of our downfall. Similarly, you want to cook. What are you going to cook? What are you going to eat? May Allah grant us goodness. It's difficult. It's not easy. Sometimes there is a gathering of family members. Make sure you're being fair. Don't let the host be the only one who's going to be preparing things, because then it won't really be an Eid for them. But everyone needs to chip in and everyone needs to bring something. Everyone needs to, you know, perhaps in some families they have a rota or a roster where each one does something. And at the same time, some people, and it's become a trend, would go out to eat. Where are you going to? Who are you going with? Who are you going to meet? All of those questions need answering. You know, if you're doing the wrong thing on the day of Eid, don't choose the day of Eid to do the wrong thing. I'm not saying do wrong things outside of that, but I am saying it's worse if it is the day of Eid. Allah gave you a day of rejoicing. Don't allow shaitan to rejoice on that particular day. So keep your meetings clean, keep your everything else clean and neat, your food, whatever else it may be, your clothing, and everything in the pleasure of Allah on the day of Eid. From now, when we're preparing what to buy, what to eat, all of that should be well within what Allah Almighty has ordained. This was just a reminder to yourselves and myself to say, my brothers, my sisters, be conscious of this favor of Allah upon us and ensure that while preparing for it, we reach out to the poor with charities, and at the same time, we make sure we don't spoil our happy day and make it the day of happiness for shaitan alone. Because remember, he is also going to be released on that particular day. So he's waiting for everything to go wrong on that same day. May Allah grant us goodness. أقول قولي هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد